Welcome to the Health Services Division podcast series. I'm your host for today, Meredith Mall, LCS Director of Rehabilitation Standards, and I'm live from day two at our DON conference in Santa Cruz, California. I'm joined by a host of my colleagues, Laura Franco, Susan Altman, and Blake Gilman, and our fantastic and dynamic DONs from a host of different LCS communities. We have Kimberly Held from Meadow Ridge. We have Christine Arriaga from Windermere. Danita Kimbrell from Westminster Village, West Lafayette. Marshelle Fairchild from the Marshes of Skidaway Island. And Monique McRae from the Cypress of Hilton Head Island. Welcome, ladies. So we had a host of presentations, really good dialogue today. We went from clinical competencies. We had some human resources. We talked about regulations. So Kimberly, talk to us a little bit about what you think is your biggest takeaway from today's presentation.
So I think one of my biggest takeaways from today's presentation was the focus on the educational need under the final rule and the clinical competencies. But what I thought was awesome was that you guys involved us. You brought it to us and said, what do you need from us and how can we make this a smooth transition? So I thought it was good. We all worked in groups and then built a database of really what we need to get this accomplished.
So, Kim, thank you. We actually had a little method behind our madness, because when we have this level of DON brain power in the room, we want to make sure that we get every little piece of it. So that's why we want to engage you also, because it's very important that you all help lead the process. So, Christine, so this is your first time at the DON conference, and you've come all the way from Illinois to California. So talk to us about what the highlight was for you specifically for today.
There were actually a lot of highlights. It's a new DON. I'm learning a lot, and I appreciate everything I'm learning at the conference. One big challenge we have at our community, like a lot of communities, is staffing. So the human resource part and employee engagement was very interesting, and I took a lot away from that.
So, Danita, what stood out to you today?
When we started talking about MACRA and when it went into effect in 2015, everything that's involved in it, and regarding payment, how it affects quality measures, our physicians being involved. But what really kind of hit home for me was looking at how much maybe we need to pay attention to our legislative, to our government, and those involved. And really, I never took a look at that in depth until it was brought to my attention at this meeting. And that makes me want to be more involved.
I think that's a fantastic point. I think it's very frequent that we overlook some of the nominees that are put into place by administration and how it will affect our day-to-day lives. So piggybacking off of that, Marshelle, what's one thing that you took away from today's conference that you think that you can be impactful as soon as you get back to your community? So one thing that you would change as soon as you got back?
More training for the infection control part. Engaging the staff and letting them know the things that will help us as a group. The more I empower them and give them more information, the more it will help me and the outcomes that I want to have. And involving them, such as what Kimberly spoke of, involving them in that plan, getting their ideas on what we can do to improve infection control measures, any training that we have, and on our things with QAPI, including them in our QAPI sessions and getting their point of view on the things that we put in place. They're our first line of defense, as I like to say, in this war against infections. And so we need to make sure that they have the tools that they need, the information that they need to provide great care to our residents.
Thanks, Marshelle. And that, like you said, that's really, really important. And if we don't empower the frontline staff as the frontline in the war against infections, you're absolutely right. So Monique, after looking at the changes in FTAGs coming, the whole system changing, what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge that is going to come your way through that process?
I'm not exactly sure about the biggest challenge, but a challenge I certainly would think would be the involvement of the care planning process and the development of those care plans. As we look at families and the distance of some of our families, certainly the residents are easier, of course, because they're present, but the families and saying that we want to actually get them involved, I think it's going to be a challenge. But how great is it? How great would it be to say that, you know, I actually was involved with the developing strategies or cultural preferences or things that makes my mom or my dad's life better. So I think that's going to be a challenge in just not being paper compliant as it relates to care plans, but actually getting families involved and having them be a part of that. That it's a great process. And I think that with the final rule that we're going to see that we can provide better care because we're going to know our residents even better.
I heard a lot about family and resident comments today. Great dialogue. So I want to just pose this question to you all. So how many of you either heard from or reached out to your community today? Were you able to just put it behind, leave it aside, and really get into the conference? Or are you still doing that one-on-one back to the community?
This is Kimberly. I'll take that one. So I will admit that I did reach out to the facility today, but in a good way. So after the infection control and antibiotic stewardship, I had reached out to my administrator to say we need to get on board and not wait for phase three, and emailed her actually the registration with the cost of the site to get us started and into a training program for an infection control preventist.
I would also say that I actually reached out to my community specifically as it related to the final rule, but I sent them more of clarifications. The final rule is so large and there's so many pieces that I think many members of our community are still very confused. So as we were talking here and receiving that clarification, I was like, hey, we just got some clarification on X, Y, and Z. So therefore, this is what we need to do. Something as simple yesterday, I think it was when we talked about the PASSARs. It was like, hey, da-da-da-da, here we go. We have, now we know what we need to do. Again, because it's such, of course, we always say it's such a major change in many, many years. So I certainly did that. And I think it helps on the other end not to wait till we get back on Monday morning.
And also, this is Marshall, and also I contacted my community, but it was about the, physician, notifying the physician about labs, about the, you know, minuscule amounts that could change that we would have to notify the physician about, because we have very good communication with our medical director. She is very one-on-one. Cell phone, texting, different things like that. And so just make sure she understands why we will be doing more communication. And we now have a clinic and it just developed 3 months ago in our community. And so our nurse practitioner now, we met 2 weeks ago, and our nurse practitioner now comes to see a resident if the physician can't come to the afternoon. So we have to involve Marcy in that thing.
Christine, did Amy Musial hear from you today?
Last night and this morning at 6 o'clock. Amy always hears from me, poor Amy, but she's amazing. Yeah, I wrote her last night. I let her know I was learning a lot. I told her that I felt like I was trick-or-treating when the vendors are here. I even had an orange bag. And I will be bringing it back to show her. I learned about a lot of new products. They actually had the medication dispensing machine that we have in Illinois. So it was exciting to see that. And I actually answered some questions for other people that were asking about it. Then this morning I text her. I says, oh, I've learned so much. And what would you recommend that I do today? Is there anybody I should talk to? She sent me a list of names. I think everybody sitting here was on the list.
Of course she did.
And we communicate frequently about the same concerns. And I says, well, who should I speak to about this? And who should I speak to about that? And everybody here was on that list.
So we've heard about from almost everybody on this. Danita, how about you? Did you have any communication with your community since you've left?
Yes, I have. Actually, it's been more with just between the administrator and myself with Ben and talking about implementing a plan. Like, these are some important things we need to get implemented. We need to have a time frame. We need to be able to roll it out, and we need to first make sure we understand it so that we can teach our managers and then continue on with the frontline staff.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for your participation in our podcast today. Obviously, you all do very, very important work. You're very valued here at Life Care Services, and we appreciate you more than you know. Stay tuned for day 3, live from Santa Cruz.
Legal disclaimer. Life Care Services, LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.